None but the hungry heart. 7:18. His way and time. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1 verse 10. When once we see and accept our Father's purpose for our lives, to the extent that it becomes our will also, the time and details of his process cease to matter. Thy will be done. It is the knowledge of the Lord Jesus that matures the soul. Our Father chooses his opportunities to teach us these things, and when he has accomplished this work, the special communications of his wisdom and love no longer continue, for he desires we should walk by faith, according to what we know we possess in the Lord Jesus. Hence our path is in company with a Christ much better known, and in much closer communion with him. After receiving the instruction, we have to return to the ordinary activity of a life of responsibility, and to those relationships with our brethren in which love is developed and exercised, as it is put to the proof, either in the assembly or in individual relationships. Patience is the secret of it all. We want to hurry God sometimes, but we never can. We find this at times in the desire for restoring a soul, a right thing to want. But God must first go to the bottom. Patience requires thorough confidence in God. He is working his own purposes meanwhile. But I must follow him, not go before him. If I am strengthened unto all patience, I shall be long-suffering towards others. Strengthened according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering. Colossians 1 verse 11.